Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Because in the end, it's not who you know, it's who you can't trust. You're listening to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Robert Tellis might be one of those individuals that you can't trust.
Oh, God, you're right.
Oh, this is the case where you look at the evidence and go, this is pretty cut and dry, but there's no such thing as a guaranteed case. The trial of Robert Tellis, the former Clark County public administrator, accused of murdering Las Vegas investigative journalist Jeff Gurman, began with the selection of a jury and opening arguments from both sides. The trial, which has captured a lot of attention, centered around allegations that Tellis killed Gurman after a series of investigative reports that he wrote as a journalist and exposed a lot of issues with Tellis's office. On the first day of the trial, the jury comprising of 7 men and 7 women selected, sworn in. They're going to decide the fate of Tellis, who's pled not guilty to the charges. The trial is being presided over by Judge Michelle Levitt, who reminded the jury of Tellis's presumption of innocence. We got some audio for you as well. Prosecutors began their opening statements by highlighting the circumstances leading to Gurman's death. Chief Deputy District Attorney Pam Reckley, or we Reckley? Reckerly? Reckerly, I think is what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I would go with Reckerly. I guess we'll find out as the trial goes on.
Described how Gurman was found dead on September 9th, 2022, with his body decomposing outside his home. According to Reckerly, Gurman's neighbors grew concerned when they could not reach him, and it was initially believed that he died of natural causes until evidence of foul play came to light.
How could you go up to a decomposing body that there had to have been blood around him? I mean, how could you say that that was even natural causes? I mean, the minute you walk up to him and see blood everywhere.
He's in his lawn. you know, I don't know. You might think maybe animals. I don't know. I don't know what I would be thinking. I've never had that situation, honestly. But let's listen to what the prosecutor had to say in opening arguments.
Mr. Gehrman had sharp force injuries to multiple parts of his body, all over. He also, when they found him on September the 3rd, had signs of decomposition, indicating that he had not been killed on the 3rd, but was killed earlier. Investigators assessed the crime scene and took note of several things. One of the things they took note of was that Mr. Gehrman's phone was in his pocket. His car keys were in his pocket as well. His wallet with money was on his person as well, suggesting to investigators that robbery was not a motive in this case. Investigators looked around the surrounding area of where Mr. Gehrman was found, and they noticed damage to the bushes in the area of where the body was. They looked closer and actually saw blood on some of the bushes in the area by Mr. Gehrman's body. And they noticed it on some of the outdoor decorations as well. And they took note of that in their investigation. There appeared to be blood on some of those items. Detectives and crime scene analysts looked inside Mr. Gehrman's house as well. Inside the house, there was no sign of forced entry. There was no sign of struggle. All of his valuables were present inside the house.
Reckley presented the jury with surveillance footage showing Gehrman being attacked outside his home the night before his body was discovered. The video depicted a perpetrator lying in wait for Gehrman, then fleeing in a maroon SUV after the attack. The prosecution also displayed autopsy photos and recounted the investigation that followed. I want to talk about this for a second before we listen to some audio here. The video, if you're going to go murder somebody, maybe don't do it in blaze orange.
Right? Oh, my God. If for those people who are listening right now and not watching the video, you need to go take a look at this video that we're talking about. They show surveillance video, whether it's Ring doorbells or just surveillance from buildings that this car drove by or that this person walked by. They are wearing bright freaking orange and what looks like a sun hat.
It's a sun. I described it with, it's not quite the same. I was thinking more, I described it almost because it is a sun hat. It's a big old, like straw type. It kind of reminded me of Raiden's hat from Mortal Kombat.
Yes.
But it wasn't quite, you know, just peaked like that. It was a giant sun hat, but that gives you an idea of the size of the damn thing and how just stand out. If you wanted to look inconspicuous, he did the opposite of that.
And he's
carrying a giant bag with him. He's got sneakers that are very recognizable. And we'll talk about where all of that was found in just a bit. Let's listen to more from the court.
You can see there are thumbnail photos associated with those maps that he downloaded. And it's probably hard to see because they're little, the thumbnails of what that picture, those two pictures are of. But here's a bigger version, and it should look familiar to you because it's the side of Jeff Gehrman's house where Mr. Gehrman's body was ultimately found. And that image was in Mr. Tellis's phone. Detectives also execute a search warrant on the office of Mr. Tellis at the public administrator's office. They search his work computer as well. And in some of the searching on his work computer, they find that he was looking up the make and model associated with Jeff Gehrman's car, which I think is a Honda. So that was found in his work computer as well.
The prosecutor detailed how Gehrman's investigative reporting on Tellis had led to a contentious relationship between the two. Tellis had publicly criticized Gehrman, calling his reports politically motivated and referring to him as a bully on social media. Reckley pointed to his animosity as a potential motive, explaining that Tellis had a maroon SUV similar to the one seen in the surveillance footage.
Or identical.
And this, to me, I think is what completely sinks the case. Because I don't know any other case where you'd have someone else's DNA underneath your fingernails, unless it was your sexual partner.
Right.
And you could right, that could be explained of like, well, we just had sex last night and somebody killed them. I'm guessing they didn't have sex. That's just kind of my guess here. DNA evidence found under German's fingernails matched Tellis. Yeah, that's
a huge freaking
problem. On September 7th, the police make contact with Mr. Tellis and they photograph him all over. In particular, they photograph his hands and they notice on one of his fingers, he has a Band-Aid. They ask him to remove that Band-Aid and he has a cut injury on one of his fingers. While detectives are photographing and getting that DNA sample from Mr. Tellis, other detectives go to Mr. Tellis's house and execute a search warrant there. So they go to the house that very same day on September the 7th, and some of the detectives are looking through the living room area of the house, and they're kind of focused on the end of the couch, sort of underneath. They see a shoe, and there's actually a Ziploc bag on the right side of the photo. They examine the shoe. They find the companion shoe, but that shoe has been cut in half and sort of destroyed. And the bag, that baggie that was underneath that couch, actually contains pieces of the shoe as well. So they collect that evidence. And the reason why that was important for them is they compared it to the shoes worn by that assailant on Bronze Circle on September the 2nd. They don't just search in the house, they search in the garage as well, and there's a gray kind of tub in the garage that sort of stores stuff. And they take a closer look and they look at that bag there and they photograph it and impound it, and they believe the bag is significant in their search because the assailant was carrying a bag that's exactly like the one they found in Mr. Tellis's house. So they find the shoes, they find the bag. They do a search in this garage, which is quite crowded with stuff. And on this, at the bottom of this red tool cabinet, they find a bag from, like a grocery bag from Sprouts. And inside that bag, they find a hat that has been cut up as well. And the hat, of course, is significant because it has the same identifying characteristics as the hat worn by the assailant.
It's the same fucking hat. Everything's
it's identical.
It's the hat, it's the shoe, it's the bag. And it almost looks like he would like took like a paper cutter to it or something and chopped it, which to me, like, this is, I've never seen this before. When somebody's trying to dispose of evidence, a paper cutter, you're going to shred it into like, but I'm talking like the paper chopper, like where you can cut big pieces of paper off, not like a shredder type thing, but a chopper, you know, those ones where it's like the giant blade and you're afraid you're going to cut your arm off with. Yeah.
Yeah, like when we were in kindergarten and they were cutting construction paper.
They're like, yeah, why not put this giant blade in the kindergarten room and see what possibly could go wrong? right. Which I've always wondered about. I'm like, of all the safety precautions that we have, I'm like, there's a fucking murder machine right there. I'm surprised more of us aren't missing fucking limbs at this point. You know, from the bully in the class going, hey, put your finger there. And then some dumbass does. And it's like, oh, yeah, it's that sort of a cut. And it's just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
This guy is not very bright. If this is how he, number one, he's dressing in like the most, like, look at me outfit you could possibly put together to go and commit a fucking murder in somebody's front yard. And then he's just chopping up the evidence, or his clothing, with a paper cutter and then like putting it in baggies and shit. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
Burn it, do something, drop it in a river, throw it away. Nobody's going to question clothing being disposed of. Go donate it to fucking Goodwill. There's a thousand things you could have done with this clothing that no one would have ever caught onto or found again. Instead, this is what this idiot did. And it's a good thing he's an idiot because he's getting caught for it. The prosecution, of course, there's two sides to every case. We'll talk about that here in a second. Prosecution's case also included details of a police search of Tellis' home where they discovered those items resembling all of those things. They say the curse, or rather the case, rather, is just about murder, not politics or who was a good boss, because Reckley was emphasizing that the case was about more than just that. In response, Telus's defense attorney, Robert Draskovich, painted a very different picture. He portrayed Telus, let's get some good music here, Telus as a family man, you know, good guy. Family man and a reformer who had made changes in the public administrator's office that upset longtime employees. Draskovich argued that these employees conspired against Telus, using Gurman to dig up damaging information on him. Let's take a listen to that.
Just a little bit about Mr. Telus. He's a family man. Married, three children. He's a loving father and husband. He's a self-made man. He applied to our law school here, UNLV, and worked doing air conditioning, HVAC. It's a hard way to make a living. Put himself through school. In addition to supporting his family and being engaged at school, he became the president of the university bar. It's basically the student body president of his law school. He ran his own probate firm for 3 years and was named Pro Bono Attorney of the Year by the Nevada Legal Services in 2016. He ran for the Office of Public Administrator and was elected in 2019. He was determined at that point in time to clean up the office of the Public Administrator's office. He went in that office with a goal and with a mission. And as we had spoken briefly through the process of jury selection, he kind of upset the apple cart. He started eliminating unnecessary overtime. He wanted the office to run more efficiently. In some cases, we had public employees that are paid by our tax dollars reporting 40 plus hours per week of overtime. And let me tell you, his changes at this office were not received well, and that created this hostile work environment. As a result of this hostility, reports were made, as they should be. Obviously, our public and our duly affected, our elected officials should be looked upon. Comes with the job. In Mr. Gehrman's first report, it states, among the changes, Telus has said he made are closing estate cases faster and cutting back on large amounts of tax-funded overtime employees are getting under Cahill. He provided a document that showed one veteran employee received more than $140,000 in overtime between 2017 and 2018.
Yikes.
Okay. He also questioned the focus on Telus's vehicle, pointing out that 67 other vehicles in the area match the description of the maroon SUV seen near the crime scene. But what about, is there 67 other people who were wearing the Raiden hat and blaze orange and those very specific shoes and that very specific bag that was found in Robert Telus's fucking house? No.
And had issues with the guy who's now dead?
Yeah. Draskovich challenged the prosecution's narrative, asserting that losing a job is not a motive for murder. Because basically, we didn't say this, Telus lost his re-election bid, and that's when all this shit went down. Highlighting Gurman's reputation for making enemies through his bold reporting, he presented voicemail threats Telus had received and suggested that there was a bigger picture that had not been fully investigated. The court heard from its first witness, Holly Bailey, who had been Gurman's neighbor for 27 years. Bailey provided emotional testimony about the day she and her husband discovered Gurman's body. She described her initial concern when she noticed Gurman's garage door was left open, something he never did. When her text messages to Gurman went unanswered, she became increasingly worried. The next day, her husband went to go check on Gurman and found his lifeless body in the yard, prompting the 911 call.
She came running in the house sobbing and screaming. And I said, what's going on? You know, what happened? And I ran out there to my husband, and he was on the phone with 911. And he was in shock, and I went into shock. And he was having a hard time.
Your husband was?
getting to the 911 operator to understand him.
Okay. What happened after? Does your husband eventually get on the phone with 911?
He just kept saying, "We know he's dead." What he didn't say, "We know he's dead." I heard him being very, like, to a point of arguing because, you know, just get the police over here. And she wanted to know, well, is he breathing? Questions about how do you know he's dead? And he said, "What is taking so long?" or something to that effect. "Why can't you just get the police over here? I know he's dead."
Okay. And you could see your husband was upset.
Very upset because, you know, he has a bit of an accent and nobody can ever understand him on the phone. Plus, it's above 115 degrees. It was a super hot day. Very hot.
Did you go over to that side of the house?
Yes, I went up to my husband and then I saw him.
Okay, and when you say him, who are you talking
Jeff.
To? Okay. After that, do the police or medical personnel eventually arrive?
Yes, but one policeman was walking up the block.
Okay.
And I just felt like it was, I was in shock, but it just seemed like everything was in slow motion because he was walking very slowly, and I kind of said, "Would you please hurry up?"
Okay.
And he says, "Do you have a medical emergency?" I said, "No, it's not a medical emergency." I said, "You can see."
Okay. And you directed him over to Jeff?
And then I saw a fire truck at the end of the cul-de-sac, but they wouldn't come up.
Okay.
Nobody came up the block.
Did you remain outside and kind of watch as...
Yes, I was praying over him, talking to him.
Okay. And so it was you there kind of just praying for Jeff?
I was, because I just didn't seem... It was just very not natural.
Okay, and you didn't...
And it just couldn't just... I mean, didn't look like a natural death, I could tell you that right now.
Yeah. So it's not looking very good, if you will, for for this case or Robert Tellis. Bailey's testimony left the courtroom in silence with the defense choosing not to cross-examine her. Good move. The trial is expected to continue with more witnesses and evidence being presented by both sides.
I mean... Is it worth even asking, do you think he's guilty? I mean, jeez.
Unless, Proctor came over here to Las Vegas on a vacation and decided to have a little fun, I think he's pretty fucking guilty.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
LBTV NBC!
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun. Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun. Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.